Hey, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios, visiting today with Maria Miller. She is the new market manager for Produce in the Park, so you'll get a chance to see her smiling face when you attend Produce in the Park events coming up this season. Maria, how are you this morning?
Doing good. Happy to be here.
Very good. Appreciate it. Now, you're not originally from this area, but you and your family moved here recently. How are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah, we moved here about 2.5 years ago from Omaha, and it's been a really, really good fit. We have kind of fallen in love with Atlantic and Iowa in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, living in the area here, it's a little slower pace probably than what you were used to.
Yes, but it's wonderful. My kids, anytime we go back to visit family or anything, they're like, wow, the traffic's so bad.
Living in the Omaha area can be a little hectic now.
Yes,
and again.
Yeah.
We probably live just a little bit slower, but still a lot of exciting things going on. Tell me about the Produce in the Park opportunity. How did that come up for you?
Yeah, I had a friend share that with me. I was looking for part-time work, you know, something to kind of fill my time, bring in a little income, and somebody sent it my way, and I thought, wow, that looks like a cool opportunity. Mm-hmm. I definitely wanted to get involved in the community more, so this is a great opportunity to do, you know, all those things together.
Do you have some experience in dealing with these types of things, or is this all new to you?
This is all new to me. It's super new, but you know what? I'm learning along the way, and I've got a great board behind me to kind of give me insight and you know, help me my first year especially, you know, kind of get my feet where they need to be and going.
Well, and in your situation too, you have some young children, you and your husband, and you have family here in the area now. So, you know, you are kind of the target market for Produce in the Park. Does that help you in planning and preparing?
Totally. I think so. Produce in the Park was one of the first things we did when we moved here. So, I kind of got a feel for it. My kids love it. They're so excited for it to start. I think it helps because, you know, being there, you kind of see what it needs, what it doesn't need, you know, what changes to make and things like that.
There are some activities and things that have gone on at other times. We tend to have some markets that go around the some of the different holidays, the New Year and Christmas time and Valentine's Day and all those kinds of things. But the main balance of the events that go on with Produce in the Park, as most folks know, are through the summer season when we're getting together in the city park. They kind of have an idea, most folks, about what Produce in the Park has been in the past. Do we look at maybe some things that might change with new management?
I think we'll have a lot of the same things that people love. You know, we'll have the musicians, we'll have, you know, our great vendors back, some other visiting organizations who people enjoy being there. Art in the Park will be there once a month, the YMCA with bounce houses, you know, things like that that people love. We obviously will try to add in some new things as we can, you know, maybe some new musicians here and there. I think they can expect all of the things that they've loved in the past and maybe a little twist in the future.
Open to suggestions from folks?
Yeah, I am. I am. I love hearing feedback.
So that's all. The only way you know what people are thinking is if they tell you.
Yeah.
And if they have any ideas or thoughts or even some concerns, share those because we always try to please, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to know how, you know, people are feeling engaged, you know, the community and what they think and if they have great ideas because I'd love to hear those.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about the upcoming season. You're pretty excited about getting started here because it's happening soon.
Yeah. It's kind of coming up faster than I expected. I'm getting really excited for the summer season. It starts June 6th. So that'll be our first Thursday, first market open. I'm getting really excited. It's funny. I kept thinking, oh, it's, you know, a little ways out. And then I look at the calendar and it's almost here.
Yeah, that time goes by in a hurry, especially when you're in charge of planning and preparing.
Yes.
So what's this like for you? Is it lots of phone calls, lots of contact with folks?
So it's funny. I try to do as much email as I can because mm-hmm. that's something I can do, you know, whenever's best convenient for me. Phone calls, getting to meet people, trying to line up guest chef, you know, things like that, volunteers. Right now we're working on a lot of sponsorship stuff to get everything, you know, kind of squared away before season starts.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were telling me you homeschool, so you have some assistant managers.
Yes. Yes, they have lots of ideas for what Produce in the Park will be.
Well, and same as the adult vendors who participate in something like Produce in the Park, they're taking ownership.
Yeah.
It's a big part of it.
Absolutely.
Very good. Talk a little bit about some of the vendors and things we might see. Are we going to see a lot of the usuals that we've seen in the past?
Yes, you will. There will be a lot of the usuals. You know, producers like Noble Provisions, Brenco Farms. So we have a lot of those ones signed up. And then we also have like I'm trying to think right off the top of my head now. Squeezing Lemons will be there with their lemonade, frosting, the cupcakes that are so delicious.
Focus on the food.
Yeah, I know. I know there are more that are signed up, but I can't think of them off the top of my head right now. But yeah, those are the ones that stuck out so far.
Well, in the past, of course, we've always been open. We've always got extra space. We can set up a few extra tables in the city park if need be. So are you always looking for new vendors who might be interested?
Yes, yes. Always looking for new vendors. So yeah, reach out, email if you have questions. You know, people can sign up for the whole season, or they can sign up to do, you know, once a month, or things like that. So we always encourage people, you know, if it doesn't fit with your schedule to come every week, we still want you there.
Sure. And types of vendors?
Yeah, so Produce in the Park really, their background is homemade, homegrown, and
locally produced
there
items.
There you go. Yeah. Yes, thank you. so we really want to encourage that. We don't want, you know, things that people buy and resell type stuff. We really want to encourage, you know what I mean, those small businesses that are making things, highlight them.
It could be locally produced products. It could be crafts,
candles,
those types of things.
Yep.
I mean, all
candles, hair bows, things like that, homemade cards.
Is there a screening process if someone says, hey, I've got this and I'd like to be a vendor? Do you kind of have requirements that you want them to meet?
Yeah, so they have to list what they will be selling. And then if it's something that's, you know what I mean, we're kind of questionable on, the board will, you know what I mean, talk about it and kind of make a decision. But really, I don't think we've had any issues with that in the past. I think people, for the most part, really, you know what I mean, they know what the requirements are. It's pretty well listed and things like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they know the focus is to keep it local as we can.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's a big deal to the folks that shop there too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's, you know, I think they like, you know, supporting local businesses and, you know what I mean, those people. So I think it's a big thing. They want to make sure that what they're getting is, you know, locally produced, locally made. You know, and supporting their vendors.
100%. Yeah, you bet. And it's what people expect.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come there, that's, you know, it's what they want to see. That's what they want to do. You're looking to have a good experience because that keeps people coming back week after week.
Absolutely.
That's always the fear, is that, boy, it's a long time, June 6th through October 10th. That's a lot of Produce in the Park events. How do we keep people excited enough to come back week after week like that?
Yeah, so one of the things we really try to do is highlight, especially, you know, things that vary, like vegetables, fruits, things like that. We really try to highlight what will be there the next week. Because obviously, when you think about, you know, Iowa, we don't grow strawberries in the winter. You know what I mean? Things like that. So, you know, you'll be getting a little different variation every week based on what, you know, is there. And same thing with other vendors too, you know, like the cupcakes, things like that. That's not going to be the same thing every week. You know, cookies, that kind of stuff. There is a little variation, and we try to let people know that ahead of time so they can look forward to what will be there.
Right. Well, there are lots of ways that folks can get their produce or their goods or what have you, but we want to make this easy. We want to make it reasonably priced for them. We want to just make it convenient.
Yeah, yeah. And a great experience, too. You know, there's food trucks, you know, so it's kind of a community event where everybody can get together, get what they need, and have a good time at the park.
Kind of a family festival.
Absolutely.
Every Thursday night.
Yes.
From 4:30 to 6:30, starting June 6th.
That's it.
Very good. So you're feeling good. Your first season, you've still got a few weeks to go to ramp into this first go around. You're feeling good right now?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I'm really excited for market to start. That's what I'm like, you know. I love being there Thursday night, so I'm really excited to get to do that every week. It's been really nice getting to meet people in the community, and I'm super passionate about it, and I'm excited about it, so I think, you know, it's fun to find other people who are excited too.
That energy rubs off.
Yeah.
It does indeed. Very good. Maria Miller, she's the new market manager starting this season with Produce in the Park. Looking forward to seeing all kinds of fun things happen again and a new smiling face at the Produce in the Park event. Maria, thanks for coming out today. Appreciate it. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.